The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I just love these stories. Yeah. Biblical archaeology. Yeah, I love them. If you're a regular listener, you know I just love to find these, and I find them often. Hey, welcome to Bobberty Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. As a means of introduction, let me just lay a foundation. I have, over the last almost 20 years, I've been on the air almost 20 years now, 19 and a half. And over those 19 and a half years, I have reported to you hundreds of stories about archaeological finds in Israel that uphold the Bible, that point to biblical truth, biblical facts, biblical history. And I have made this statement over and over and again, and I have people in my audience who would love to prove me wrong if it wasn't true. But so far in all these years, not one single person has contradicted about what I'm going to say. If we look at modern archaeology in the Bible lands, Israel, Egypt, Syria, Jordan. If we look at modern archaeology, and let's say that's for the last 100 years, okay, the modern period of archaeology in biblical lands, oh, we'd have to include Egypt in that as well. Egypt, Israel, Syria, Jordan, and we could include Lebanon as well. Anyway, in the last 100 years, there have literally been thousands and thousands of archaeological discoveries from multiplied thousands of archaeological excavations, digs, and so forth. There have been hundreds and hundreds of archaeological discoveries that have upheld the Bible. Okay? Upheld the Bible. Coincided with the Bible. Now, I want to be very quick to say, not one single one of those discoveries absolutely proves the validity of the Bible. None of them. None of them have been so unbelievably, incredibly major that one discovery puts out all doubt about the validity of the historicity of the Bible. Okay? I want to make that clear. But out of those thousands and thousands and thousands of discoveries, to my knowledge, there has never been one that has contradicted the Bible. Thousands that have validated the Bible. I don't know of a single one that has contradicted the Bible. Not one. So what does that tell us? Now, none of those single discoveries prove the Bible. But what if you put 10 of them together? And they all validate the Bible. That's pretty good evidence. What if you put 100 of them together? And they all validate the Bible. Different places, different aspects of the historicity of the Bible. Now you're talking some pretty serious evidence. What if you put together 300 of those discoveries and not one of them contradicts the Bible? They all validate the Bible. Wow. Now you're talking. What if you had 500, 700? What if you had 1,000? What if you had 1,500? What if you had 2,000 individual discoveries by different archaeological teams over a period of 100 years, and every single one of them that deal with biblical events or biblical characters, every single one of them validate a particular portion of the Bible, and none of them contradict the Bible? Even the most hardened skeptic would have to begin saying, you know, maybe there is something to that book. Maybe there is something to that book. So you put them all together, and I think it would be extremely difficult to deny at least the historical accuracy of the Bible. And if you look now, okay, I'm going to get to the story, I promise. I'll get to the story. But skeptics will say the Bible was not written by God. There's nothing supernatural about it. A whole bunch of men wrote it. Okay, what are the odds of dozens of men writing in different portions of that part of the world over a period of over 1,500 years? What are the odds that in 100 years of archaeological discoveries, you would not find one historical mistake in all those writings, if it was just written by a bunch of men? And particularly if you're the skeptic that says it's a bunch of fairy tales, it's a bunch of stories that people made up. All right, brings me to this story. Here's another one. Archaeological discovery points to the Bible's King Josiah. Now, I just preached on Josiah just this past Sunday down in Cincinnati. I preached from 2 Kings 22 and 23, the greatest revival that never was. That was my message from 2 Kings 22 and 23, which is the reign of Josiah, who became king when he was a mere 8 years old. Well, there hasn't been any archaeological evidence that Josiah the king ever really existed. Well, not long ago, in the temple area in Jerusalem, some agate stones were found with some names engraved on them. They date, according to the archaeologists, to the 8th century B.C., That would be just about the time of 2 Kings chapters 22 and 23, the 8th century B.C. And on one of those stones is engraved Nathan Melech, M-E-L-E-C-H, Nathan Melech, servant of the king. Well, what's so significant about that? Well, Nathan Melech is a very, very unusual name, not recorded anywhere in Jewish history, except in 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 11, where it says that Nathan Melech was a servant of the king. And so we find an agate stone in the temple area from the 8th century B.C., that says Nathan Melech, servant of the king. Is that an absolute proof that this was Nathan Melech, the servant of the king Josiah? Not absolute, but the odds of this being a coincidence are very, very, very small. And so most of the archaeologists involved in that dig believe they have now found archaeological evidence of the kingdom of King Josiah. Yeah. Now, again, does that one discovery validate the Bible? No. But when you put it together with thousands of others, the evidence is overwhelming. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? Yeah, you know. Yeah, if you're a regular, you know. Okay, say it. Never, ever, ever be embarrassed that you believe the Bible. Don't ever be embarrassed that you believe the Bible. History is on your side. Science is on your side. And certainly, archaeology is on your side. Just another little piece in the puzzle. Small piece, granted, but we now have thousands of those pieces. They make a pretty compelling evidence of the truth of the Bible. Again, don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe every word of that book. No, 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 no. All right. We will take another quick break, and we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, thank you again for joining me on Bob Burney Live. We know a few more details now concerning the shooting that we were talking about yesterday. If you were listening yesterday, it was breaking news, a shooting at a STEM school, an alternative school in the suburb of Denver. We now know that one dead, at least eight others injured. We're not sure the extent of those injuries. And two people are in custody. Both are believed to be students of the school. Two shooters, two suspects, and they are both in custody. And what are we learning about the one that is dead? Well, there's a new hero in America today. His name, Kendrick Castillo, 18 years old. I believe he was a senior at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And he died rushing the shooter, tackling the shooter. According to classmates that were in the classroom when this happened, he intentionally ran towards the shooter to try to give his other classmates an opportunity to escape. He died. He literally sacrificed his life for the other students. And as a result, he is the only one that died. It's very similar to the synagogue shooting down in San Diego not long ago. One of the members of the synagogue, a woman, saw the gunman, and the gunman pulled out his gun and aimed at the rabbi. And this woman rushed in front of the rabbi and literally sacrificed her life to save the life of the rabbi. And the rabbi was wounded, but he was saved by the brave efforts of that woman. And Kendrick Castillo is a hero. I'm looking at the headline, Friends and Family Are Remembering Kendrick Castillo, who died protecting his classmates in a shooting at Colorado STEM school in Highlands Ranch. I see an interview here with his father. His father says, I don't know what I'm going to do without him in our lives. Sad, tragic thing, but just a reminder. There are still heroes in the world today. There are still heroes in the world today. That young man, from everything I can tell, from the witnesses, I saw witnesses interviewed last night that were his friends, classmates in the classroom. And they said he made a decision to intentionally rush the gun. The guy had a gun out. And he intentionally rushed the gunman and sacrificed his life so that other students could be saved. Kendrick Castillo. We should not forget that name. And then this is a terrible segue into this story, and I'm not going to deal with it in a lengthy manner. But the things that are going on in America are just crazy. You know, teachers across America have been told they cannot say Merry Christmas. Teachers across America have been told they cannot say God bless you. And yet, a school in Seattle, Washington, in the Deeringer School District, D-I-E-R-I-N-G-E-R, Deeringer School District, sent out a letter to the teachers, encouraging the teachers to give Islamic blessings to their Muslim students. The letter requested that teachers, and I'm quoting, teachers give preferential treatment to Muslim students during the Islamic holiday, which is a month long, Ramadan, including permitting students to miss classes and exams for Ramadan. The Deeringer School District sent the letter to teachers in March. The letter encouraged teachers to wish students, quote, Ramadan Mubarak, which is Happy Ramadan, or Ramadan Kareem, which means have a generous Ramadan. The letter also requests that teachers excuse students from testing on two of the more important days of Ramadan. We're discovering now, again, this was back in March, it's just now being discovered. CAIR, C-A-I-R, which has terrorist connections, CAIR encouraged the district to write the letter, and Superintendent Judy Martinson of the Deeringer School District happily complied with the organization's requests. Can you imagine the outrage if teachers were requested to give a blessing to Christian students using distinctive Christian language? Can you imagine what the Freedom From Religion Foundation would do? And here's what I find the most fascinating thing. This doesn't surprise me. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation is silent. If these were Christians, the Freedom From Religion Foundation would be all over this. But since they're Muslims, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, to my knowledge, and if I find out differently, I will apologize and issue a retraction. But to my knowledge, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, even though this has received a great deal of publicity, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been silent. Yeah, these are strange times that we're living in. All right, bottom of the morning, bottom of the morning. I'm thinking about my pillow. Bottom of the hour break. And then we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.